We are, for the rest of this year, in the transition period, now that the UK government has passed the EU withdrawal agreement. And what that means is that there is absolutely no changes to any travel requirements to the EU or anywhere else for this year. So that's great news for people like us who live in Kent.
So why do you think there's this confusion and people aren't aware that the travel arrangements are actually not going to change this year?
I think that there has been so much conversation around Brexit and a deal or no deal scenario that it's been really confusing out there for people wanting to book travel. And actually, our research shows that up to a fifth of people have consciously delayed their 2020 holiday decisions as a result. But the great news is, and I want to be really clear about this, there is absolutely no change to travel requirements for anyone wanting to travel by a ferry over to the UK for the rest of this year. So people should book their holidays and ferry travel with absolute confidence.
And I suppose because the last couple of times that we've been due to leave the EU and it hasn't happened, there's been warnings, haven't there, about potential changes to documents, and perhaps because people haven't heard anything this time, they're thinking, oh, maybe there's going to be an issue.
Yeah, absolutely. I can totally understand why there is confusion. And actually, a survey that we ran recently showed that 46% of respondents wanted more reassurance on and information on what travel requirements they will need. So this is one of the main reasons that we are today saying there's absolutely no change to travel requirements and any documentation, from valid passports to pet passport travel to e-hics to green cards to driving permits. There are no changes whatsoever for any document requirements to go over to the EU.
And this drop in the number of ferry passengers, is that for the whole of next week or is it sort of after that 31st date?
So there has been a slight dip, which kind of reflects the sentiment that we've seen in the research that we conducted, with people not being sure about what to do after Brexit. So we expect that now that people can book with no changes to current requirements, that ferry travel will again continue to go forward and people can book their travel with confidence and enjoy the journey.
So what would be your advice to people who might be sitting here thinking, oh, I might not book my holiday yet because I'm not really sure what's going on?
My advice would be to absolutely book with confidence. Book your holiday. Look, I know everyone looks forward to it. I certainly do. Book your ferry travel, knowing that there will be no changes to requirements this year. And maybe if you fancy a trip over for skiing, you can take your car, the kids, put all the equipment in and head over as soon as you like. Go and enjoy it. Book with confidence. Nothing will change.
And what about looking further ahead then, further down the line? I know this is up until the 31st of December, isn't it, that there's going to be no changes at all. Do you know what's happening after that?
So during this year, the transition period, all of the main details are still being ironed out. But one thing is for sure, that regardless of the Brexit outcome, ferry operators will still continue to operate ferry services over to Europe and also to the rest of the British Isles, and people can still travel and book with confidence and have a great time.
And I imagine for people like you in the ferry industry, it must be quite a relief to know that things are going to go ahead and be running smoothly next week and, you know,
yeah,
the
absolutely.
Next few months.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's been a lot of discussion about potential issues and requirements, of additional requirements for documentation, etc., to go over to the EU. But now we can say with absolute 100% clarity that that's not going to happen. So there are no changes and people can just go ahead as they have been for the last few years and have a great time.